Jose. Father, we bless you. And yet we worship you. We've worshiped you in this giving, in this receiving ceremony. We have sent the worship. We receive the party that's getting ready to happen. I speak multiplication upon every believer in this place. And I thank you for the showering down, multiplication, pressed down, shaken together, and running over grace, favor, and blessing. In Jesus' name, amen, and thank God. Oh, come on, you can do better than that. Where's your worship at? Where's your worship at? I feel that worship just going on. It's like all of heaven is worshiping with us. I see a synchronization just happened. As heaven was worshiping in that moment, we connected with heaven that opened up a portal in this place. There's going to be more breakthroughs that's coming forth. They're going to ask you, how did you get that breakthrough? You're going to say, I worshiped. I was worshiping God and he just broke through. I was worshiping God and he snuck up on me. I was worshiping God and he came up behind me and multiplied me. Come on, somebody. I was worshiping God. I was caught up in my worship. I was caught up in worship. I was caught up in worship. I was caught up in worship. I was worshiping God. I was worshiping. I was worshiping God. When you worship God, you're being synchronized to a movement in heaven. Heaven never ceases from worship. They don't take breaks. They don't get tired. They don't have an excuse. Even the cloud of witnesses stand there and they worship God in the awe of his beauty. Your worship is getting ready to go to the next level. I saw that thing hit Haiti, and I saw worship. When I saw worship, it ignited something inside of me. When you're a worshiper, it's contagious. When you're a worshiper, it just jumps off on you, and it just starts boiling. Like your worship is like a sitting pot. It's like water in a pot, and then you cut it on, and then you cut it up a little bit, and it's warming, but you don't know it's warming, and then all of a sudden, the worship begins to warm up, and then it just begins to bubble and boil and boil and boil and boil, that every thing you do it in a worship. All right, we're getting ready to have the word this morning. Worship. Check your worship. Check out your worship. When you check out your worship, see if the pot is boiling yet. Or is the pot just sitting there with the water in it? I'm going to try to move, but this worship thing is on me. And it's like I'm trying to get it on you. You know? It's like the pot, your worship, it's filled all the way up. You can't put no more water in it. It's going to splash. We just need to start boiling. We need the temperature to rise. We need some fire just to cut the fire up a little bit. You know, low heat don't boil water. Come on, somebody. I was raised well enough to know that when it's turned up, that's when the water gets to boiling. And that's what's getting ready to happen. Your worship is getting ready to be turned up. Somebody say, worship! Somebody shout, worship! Somebody sitting there. The pot ain't started boiling yet. Well, if you're at my house, we're going to keep coming to check that pot. Because it should be boiling by now. And while this pot's over here boiling, We're going to come back over here to your pot and see, have your pot started boiling? I found many praises in ministry, but the body lacks the worshiper. But the worshiper is the one that is synchronized to the movement of heaven. So if you are a worshiper, if you are a worshiper, every time you bubble and worship, and you got the audacity to cry in your worship, you are being synchronized to the movement of what heaven is doing. So what they get, you get in a double portion, because you're here not only for yourself, but for somebody else. Somebody tell him yes! You're going to get a double portion, man of God, because you need it, but your house need it too. I prophesy over you, because you are here standing in the atmosphere of worship, and I speak to your household, worship in the name of the Lord. I prophesy over you, Haiti, that you broke the back up in here with the tears. Those are your tears, but they came as a breaker in this house. Somebody say worship. I prophesy. I find people now don't want to worship. You're getting too emotional. You're getting too caught up in it now. And then, woman of God, where I'm from, they come and try to help you. Oh, you all right? They think you need a doctor. When I worship, I need a doctor, the ambulance, the police, and everybody trying to take my story. They all standing there to take my story, but you got to give me a minute, because I can't come out of worship. Come on, somebody. When I go in, I can't come. I just can't just come out and tell you my story, because my worship tells my story. I feel a worship in here. I feel a breaking of a worship in here. I feel a breaking of a worship in here. You may thought, oh, I thought that's when you get a little emotional when something is wrong. No, you worship when something is wrong and when something is right. Come on, worship tells the story. Somebody shout, worship. Worship tells the story. Worship, worship, worship tells the story. Worship tells the story. Worship, tell it all. Praise will get you through. Worship gonna synchronize you, syncopate you, connect you to a force beyond your ability, to angels that you have access to. And then as you worship, the angels go on assignment for you. Come on, somebody. I speak a worship in your house. We need angels to go on an assignment, and all that's viewing online, worship. Worship the Lord thy God, for he has done marvelous things. He has done marvelous things. He's done marvelous things. And as I'm standing here, he's showing me. He says, worship take you off a vertical into a horizontal. Come on. To where now you're going up into an ascension. Come on. Where you're going up in him. Glory be to God. Worship takes you to him. All of a sudden, now you have the audacity to bring heaven on earth. And what heaven is doing, you're doing. The move of heaven now is moving in you. We release a new revelation of your worship this morning. You are a worshiper. But come to an awareness of what's being activated when you worship. Worship take you out of your problem and put you into your answers. You don't need a word, because worship gives you the word. We release that. It's going to be something of celebration happening. You're going to be excited next time you have opportunity. Some people are going to go home and worship. I'm going to blast it so loud the neighbor's going to have to worship with me today. Come on, somebody. They're going to have to worship. Pastor Chuck, get ready. They're going to have to worship too. It's going to annoy them so bad. They're going to get so annoyed that they say, we might as well join. Or, come on, somebody. Here I am to where I'm in there screaming. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my. Come on. They're all. You all together. Worthy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, when I was praying and about this service, I had no idea where it was going to go. I had no idea what God was going to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I hear someone say, this is peculiar people. And I just say, guilty as charged. Hallelujah. It's okay. We can be peculiar when we're peculiar for God, because that's how we get to where He wants us to go. Hallelujah. You know, there's an open heaven here right now. You can go as far up in Him as you want. You can go up as far up in Him as you want. As you can make a room for Him if you want. You can make room and let Him step into your place which you want. It's all up to you. 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 If you will step in, He will bring it to pass. If you'll step in, He'll come again. If you'll step in, He'll join in you. And He'll make you join in Him. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank You. We thank You, Lord. We receive Your word. We receive Your word. We receive Your purpose. We receive Your purpose in our life. We receive Your visitations, Lord. We thank You for Your visitations, Lord. I thank You for Your corporate visitations being released, Father, over the hearts and the minds, Father, of this congregation, Father. I thank You that we can stand, Lord, in agreement with You for Your purpose, Father, to be released in our life, for Your purpose to be released in our hearts, for Your purpose to be released in this atmosphere. I thank You for an atmosphere of freedom. An atmosphere of freedom, freedom, freedom. Sing it with me so I'm not the only one. Freedom, freedom. Hallelujah, we can be free. We can be free, Lord. Thank You, Father, for the freedom. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord, for Father's Day. For a Father's Day outpouring, Lord. For a Father's Day outpouring. An outpouring, Father, that changes us. An outpouring that changes, Father, our destiny and our direction. An outpouring that changes our hearts, Father. Hallelujah. I just had one thing that I was trying to get to do. But that's okay. I get to do it because I'm the pastor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did I tell you Jesus loves you? Did I tell you? Oh, don't do that. Oh, Jesus loves you. You're going to have me holding on to this thing here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel that. I feel that. I feel that. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord. It is Father's Day, and Father, Lord, we just declare our love for You. We declare, Lord, You are our Father, and we enjoy this privilege of coming to You. We enjoy the privilege of honoring You, reverencing You, making You holy, and giving You glory. We thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. And for all the natural fathers in here, Lord, I just pray release over their lives, Father. Release, Father, from the places where they were not perfect and when they did not follow exactly what they were scripted to do. But release, Father, from the things that were hurts and disappointments, Father. But, Father, in a stepping in now to the perfection that comes from You, Lord. A stepping in now to the release and to the freedom of grace. Hallelujah. The freedom of grace to be a dad. The freedom of grace to be a father. The outpouring of the Spirit to release in their lives so families are set in order. Set in order. Hallelujah. We thank you for the order. Glory to God. I know. You're a peculiar person, Pastor. I got it. I understand. I can't help it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me just read this one thing, because you wonder, well, what? Where did all this come from? This is not the Pastor Chuck I remember. This is not the Tina I remember. Where did this come from? I'm fixing to tell you where it come from. Hallelujah. Because the Lord gave me a word a few months back. He gave me a word a few months back. And I want you to receive it into your spirit. We won't obviously get to explore as much of it as we could have. But you know what? The celebration of God, the celebration of Father is worth it. Anytime we can get together and celebrate Father, anytime we can get together and have an open heaven like this over our lives to celebrate, that's the thing we need to do. But I want to encourage you. We can do this every week. We can do this every day. We can step in and let God be God. We can step in and let a change happen in our life. Hallelujah. The word he gave me. Right at the first of the year, let me give you a little background. Right at the first of the year, the last service of the last year, the Lord said, ask Tina to just release a message, release a prophetic word. And she began to release a word about reset and go. Reset and go. Reset. In other words, leave those things behind that need to be left and then begin to go. And I began to realize in my spirit that in order for us to reset and go, we had to make room. We had to make room. We have to make room for the reset. We have to make room in order for him to come in so that we can go. And this is what he began to say. He says, make room for my grace. Make room for my revival fire to be rekindled in your heart and life. It is possible to walk in the newness of your salvation every day. Every day. Say it every day. Every day. Make room for many things have come to crowd me and my joy in you out. Making room is not an effort of the body or the soul. In other words, it's not something that we do with just our intellect. It's not something we do with our physical muscle. Rather, it's an alignment with me, with my priorities, my revelations, and my plans. It's an opening of the heart to exchange with me, thus receiving more than you would ever believe. Make room that I may bring my blessing into every realm of your life. I can't tell you the blessings that I have received. And it just keeps continuing to increase. You guys have seen some, but there's a lot of them that he's been doing that no one's seen yet. He's been doing it in my spirit. He's been doing it in my home. He's been doing it every area, every facet of my life. Because why? Because it's his desire to do it in you. Let my hands and my heart guide you into your best year yet. Let my joy speak in you. Are you seeing joy speaking yet? Are we seeing joy speaking yet? Is joy speaking for you today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I lost my place. My delight. Oh, let my delight satisfy you and my grace cover you. You know, if we did just that, what was it you said earlier, Tina? Oh, see yourself as the Father sees you. We do that one thing. One thing. If you don't remember anything else, just remember, see yourself as the Father sees you. Because as we see ourselves as the Father sees us, we will be able to embrace something that we've never even been able to achieve so far in our life. But we'll see ourselves as he says, you know what? Hope and disappointment. I mean, hope has to come and disappointment has to flee. When we begin to see ourselves, you know, everything that stands in the way of your prosperity, spiritually, emotionally, physically, financially, has to go. Reset and go. I'm going to repeat it. Let my joy speak in you. My delight satisfy you. You know, when we begin to just simply see and recognize we are His delight. If I just do that, transformation is inevitable. I didn't grow up knowing I was His delight. I had no guidance to know I was His delight. But I can tell you, as I'm discovering Him, and I'm discovering more of my Father, my Heavenly Father, I'm seeing more and more of His delight showing up in my life, more and more of His delight showing up in my reckoning, even of myself. And as we do, yeah, I'm being vulnerable again. Holy, holy. My grace cover you. You know how much freedom I've gotten this year? This year. Just because I'm choosing to let His grace cover me. I'm choosing to let His grace cover me. One of the simple ways that that's been showing up in my life is before I would come up, and just as an exception today, but before I would come up and I would have just at least a page of notes in order to speak to you. But since February, I've been doing all of it without the notes. Why? Because I'm just teaching out of His Spirit. And as His Spirit has edified me, as His Spirit begins to speak in me, I can release the freedom that comes with it. And there's nothing wrong with notes. Notes are awesome. But it's the same thing. It's about a release of the freedom. It's an exercise of the freedom that God is doing in my heart. It's not about the physical act. It's about the freedom that He's bringing in me to release to you. Because I want you ministered to by the Spirit. I want you ministered to by the place and the property of God in my life, not because of some piece of paper, not because of some fancy words I was able to put together, not because of some intellectual argument, but because the Spirit of God is here to minister to you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Shaka. Shaka. I don't remember where that came from, but I like it. Shaka. Matt, is that Matt? Oh, that's Matt. Okay. Hallelujah. I'm stealing Matt's stuff. Okay, Matt. You're on notice, Matt. Coming for you, buddy. Hallelujah. Jehovah Shaka. That was it. Yeah. Awaken to my voice. What happens when you open your eyes? What happens when you open your eyes, when you awaken to His voice? Hallelujah. When distractions come, invoke my grace. You know, sometimes we make it this grand fight in order to get into His presence. But it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be, because His grace is there to make that transition for you. His grace is there. His design is there to make that transition for you. When we embrace His grace, He will bring you into the place of that intimacy that you're desiring for Him. Oh, awaken to my fire, for my love for you has not waned. Or wavered? Do you sometimes wonder if God's love waned for you? It has not waned. It's not wavered. It's always there. It's a constant. You can count on it. And if the enemy comes and says something different, you can recognize that's not the message for you. It's a lie. Glory. It's a fountain. His love is a fountain that cannot run dry. Make room in your heart, in your thoughts, that I may fulfill the dreams and visions I placed within you. Making room is more than kicking the old out. It is inviting me and my grace, my blessing in. Allowing my love to blossom again. The love of God has never changed. It's been there all along. He's just looking to change our recognition of it. To change our acceptance of it. To change our awareness of it. Because it's the love of God that brings freedom to every other area of your life. Because as you embrace the love of God, He can embrace you. So, our reformation, our reconciliation, doesn't come from just making a list of our bad qualities and kicking them out. A reformation comes from recognizing I am loved. A reformation comes from recognizing, God, you've placed your love here for me. And it's my day to accept it. It's my day to make room for your love. It's my day to make room for your fire so that, Lord, everything can happen by your Spirit. Break room for my first love is the waiting every day. I would like to tell you that I've been able to live that one every day. I haven't yet, but that's okay. God is opening the door more and more. He's opening the door because I know, because He says in my heart that it's possible for us to walk in the renewal of that revival in our heart, that love in our heart every day. My joy and my authority are available in me, in you. Hallelujah. Let me just give you a quick scripture. Because if we don't give scripture, gotta give a scripture. Well, look at that. I opened my Bible to the exact page. Is that awesome or what? I just grabbed it and randomly opened it. It's the exact page, Matthew 3. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I was supposed to give you time, wasn't I? We good? Okay. Hallelujah. This is a scripture to start you off. Three scriptures. As for me, I baptize, this is John speaking, with water for repentance. But he who is coming after me is mightier than I, and I am not fit to remove his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Say it with me. He will baptize in the Holy Spirit and fire. Yes. And his winnowing fork is in his hand. He will thoroughly clear his threshing floor. And he will gather his wheat into the barn. And he will burn up. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Let me speak right there to a couple of things. Number one. When he's saying he's going to gather his wheat into the barn, that means everything that's good and godly and holy and wonderful in you is going to be brought in with him. And then what he's saying is the chaff, anything that's not God, anything that's a remnant of the old self, anything that's a remnant of the old nature, that's the thing that gets burned up and consumed. We have nothing to fear. We have everything to gain because we know that he's going to put the wheat in the barn. And that means that who I really am is going to be brought into his place. who I really am is brought in and drawn in. When he begins to baptize me in fire, when he begins to baptize me in the Holy Ghost, he's drawing in all that is good, all that is of the new nature, all that is of his design, and he's bringing it into his house. Why? Because there's a harvest that comes from those things. There's a harvest that comes. When the wheat is brought in, it brings increase. It brings increase. You're looking for increase? You're looking for the fire to bring and remove all that's not part of that increase. That's what he's doing. Let me now say another thing. When he comes in fire, remember we're connected to the head by the fire. When he comes in fire, he's announcing a change. This is the same as Jesus came being baptized in the Spirit and in the fire. He was announcing there's a change of covenant that's right here. It's about to happen. Things that have not been seen on this earth are going to be seen now. In Acts 2, we see that he comes again with the fire. And guess what? Things changed. A new covenant was released. And so when he's coming into your life with the fire, he's coming in to release something new that's not been seen before. He's coming in to bring about a change of covenant and a change of recognition so that you can step into the fullness of what he's already made for you. It's more than good news. It's the area and the possibility of transformation. I don't have to be governed by my past any longer. I don't have to be owned by my failures any longer. Why? Because he's given me a new past. He's given me a new place. And he's given me a habitation with him. His fire will deal with those things. His Holy Ghost comes. His Holy Ghost comes to bring transformation. That's the message of the Holy Ghost, is to remind you of all that Christ has said. That's to remind you of all he said and to deliver to you all the Father has promised. He brings you into the place of transformation. The Holy Spirit, when we release him now, things that were never possible before, when we release him, when we hold on to him, he will release us and he'll bring us into the fullness. You might become peculiar. Some of us were peculiar to start with. It's okay. I guarantee, if we jump on this ride with him, we jump on this ride with him as a congregation, we jump on this ride. We can do it as individuals. I'm going to do it whether you do it or not. I'm going to do it. And I think Tina's going to do it. Tina, you going to do it? All right. We're going to do it whether you do it or not. So you might as well come on the ride because we want to see what God can do. I'm tired of what I can do. I'm tired of what church as usual is. I want to know what God can do. I want to stand with God wherever he's going. I want to change in my life. I want him to stand and overcome. I want him to overcome all of it, all the old stuff. The chaff has got to go. The chaff has got to go. And the wheat can come into a harvest. The wheat coming into a harvest releases the fruitfulness in my life. I want to see the fruitfulness come forth. I want to see the fruitfulness for your life. I want to see the fruitfulness for every person in here coming forth. Why? Because that's our job. If we're a pastor, we got to come and we got to call forth the fruit in you. So I'm calling forth the fruit for our harvest. Hallelujah. 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 Fruit for a harvest. And it's coming forth from you. Tina and I can burn like bright torches, two campfires. But if we'll all burn as a campfire, if we'll all allow God to move into our heart, move into our life, think of what God can do now, because he can be released to be Jesus in you. It means everywhere you go, you're carrying the light. Everywhere you go. Just like the testimony that was released, LaRue was just walking through Dillard's. What? And the Holy Ghost came with. The Holy Spirit came with and began to stir people. Not because he was doing anything, but simply because the Holy Ghost was with him. Because why? Because there's a fire stirred. And when the fire is stirred, God is releasing. Hallelujah. Release the fire in you. So just pray with me this morning. Is there something you want to add? I wanted to receive. You know what? I just want to say, this has not ever been a pastor-led church, okay? It's really been more of a teacher-led church, an apostolic in training, beginning church. But I also say that we want to receive every office. So when the words are coming forth and the evangelist is speaking, we won't receive and step into what the evangelist is releasing. When the prophet is coming forth, we want to step in and receive what the prophet is releasing. When the healing anointing is coming forth, we want to come and receive what the healing anointing is releasing. And when the pastor comes, we can receive the love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because that's what the pastor is releasing. Hallelujah. So see, the presence of God, the manifold destiny of God is going to have many looks because every one of us is an individual. Some of us are really individual. But he's going to have an individual anointing to be released through you. He's going to have an individual look. And guess what? Where he sends you, that's the one he's needing at that moment. So you stand up and be you. You don't have to try to be LaRue. You don't have to try to be Pastor Chuck. You be you wherever you go. And it's going to release the power of God. And it's going to release destiny on their behalf. Hallelujah. So just stand with me. Put all them cute shoes on, I know. Glory to God. I can't help myself. I got a mess. So, Father God, we just come this morning, Lord, as we're standing here, Lord, we're covenanting with you, Lord, to allow your fire to open up within us, Father, to make room for your grace, to make room for your love, to make room for your testimony. We choose, Lord, we choose you. We choose your destiny. We choose, Father, the open heaven that you're surrounding us with. We choose, Father, to operate in the promises, Father, that you're giving us. We choose, Father, to receive you, to receive the Holy Spirit and his fire. We choose, Lord, to receive that which changes us, that which directs us, and that which, Father, opens up all of heaven before us. We choose, Lord, to have this relationship with you. On this Father's Day, Lord, we choose an outpouring with you. We choose it, Lord, because you've given us an exousia, an exousia, the power and authority to make that choice. And we exercise that choice as an honor and a glory unto you, because we exercise it choosing you. Hallelujah.